Hey, hey, this is the That Girl She podcast, where we chat, we laugh, and we keep it real. I'll be your host, Gali Odomasin. Let's chat. Hey guys, welcome to episode 4 of the That Girl She podcast. In today's episode, I actually took a detour from what I was going to talk about before, and I feel like it's really important to talk about this topic today because it's something that I have not been doing lately and I'm really guilty of, and I feel like I should share this because I'm pretty sure we all suffer from this, but today's episode is going to be on gratitude. And the reason why I chose to talk about gratitude in today's episode is because of a conversation that I had with my sister today. So it's after work, you know, it's Monday. I'm tired. I haven't been doing the things I want to do, and I haven't been in the place that I want to be. So I called my sister. I call her and I just start complaining and I just start arguing and like with telling her like what's going on and everything. And she stops me and she says, "You know, I've been noticing when you call me, you complain." And I was like, "Okay, Anne, you don't call me to have a conversation with me. You're just complaining. And, you know, it could be worse." When she said that to me, I was salty. I'm not gonna lie. I was like, of course I'm complaining. You're my sister. Like, I'm gonna, like, complain. I need you to hear me out and I need you to hear what I'm going through. But I'm really happy that she told me that because it kind of put me into perspective, and God kind of did it more than once, you know, today. I'm not gonna lie. Even I ordered lunch today and I'm guilty of this, so I might as well call myself out. I have a bad habit of not tipping. Not because I can't, it's because I'm stingy with my money. And today, the receptionist at my job was like, "Did you tip?" And in my head, I was like, okay, I could lie to her, but I'm not going to lie to her. So I tell her, I said, "No, I didn't tip." And she was like, "You should tip because service people don't make that much." And she tipped for me, God bless her. And I sat there with my food and I looked at it and I said, "Man, God, she's right. I'm blessed with a job that I don't have to rely on tips. I'm blessed enough with a job that I can order out, you know. I'm blessed enough to have a job where, you know, I'm not working 24/7 because I know people who prepared the food that I ate. I know they're working nonstop, you know." So in today's episode, I really want to talk about being grateful and showing gratitude and being thankful for what God has done. The verse that I want to look at for today is Philippians chapter 2, verse 14 through 16. Philippians chapter 2, verse 14 through 16 says, "Do all things without grumbling or complaining, that you may be blameless and innocent, children of God without blemish in the midst of a crooked and twisted generation, among whom you shine as lights in the world, holding fast to the word of life, so that in the day of Christ I may be proud that I did not run in vain or labor in vain." It kind of reminds me of a Clark Sisters song that I love, "Is My Living in Vain? 'Cause up the road is eternal gain." And when I think about that song, it's like, if I'm spending my life, and I talk to my sister more than anyone, and if she's even telling me that I'm complaining, there's something wrong with my heart. How can I say that Christ lives in me? How can I say that I'm happy about this walk, about this journey that I'm going through, when I'm complaining, when I'm not being grateful, when I am, you know, taking the time to hold things for myself and being so selfish? And it just kind of made me realize that, like, Lord, I'm not being the light in the world when I'm complaining like this. I'm not representing you when I'm complaining like this. You know, when you look at verse 15, it says that we may be innocent and blameless in the midst of a crooked and twisted generation. How am I different from everyone else if I'm complaining, I'm grumbling, I'm being stubborn, I'm not happy about things that are going on? Granted, not to say that my feelings aren't valid, but at the same time too, just like my sister says, it could be worse. You know, God has blessed you and God has provided you so much more than what a lot of people don't have. And you should really be grateful for that. So I just wanted to take today's episode to just kind of not only remind myself, but kind of give a testimony for something that I've been struggling with and something I have to go to God about, just being more grateful, because I'm a complainer. I complain a lot. I'm not satisfied a lot. And it's crazy because the other day I told someone, I don't feel ugly, but I don't feel beautiful. And it's just that consistent feeling of not being grateful for what I have and feeling that what I have is not enough. And that's not showing the light of Christ. That's not being like Christ. So I just kind of, like I said in today's podcast, I'm going to keep it a little bit short this week, but I just want to remind us to be thankful and to be grateful of every situation and every place that we are in life, because it could be worse, but God has protected us and God has kept us safe. And that's just something I really do want to keep into perspective. And I want to definitely start walking with more gratitude. So remember to be thankful and be grateful. As we close today's episode talking about gratitude and talking about being grateful, I want to say a prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for everything. Thank you for those who are listening to the podcast today. Thank you for the ability to speak to people. Thank you for the ability to be able to talk, be able to see, be able to hear, be able to think, be able to feel. Thank you for my job. Thank you for my family and my life. And thank you for my situation, my situations. Thank you for my church. Thank you for everyone that knows me, or everyone who will know me, or everyone who doesn't know me. Lord, I ask you that you would just help us inhabit a heart of gratitude, that you would help us be more thankful about every place that we are in our lives. Help us be more thankful about the things that we have. And Lord, I want to ask you that you would forgive me for having a heart of a complainer, and help me have a heart of gratitude, and help my listeners, whoever is struggling with a complaining heart like I am, help us change our ways and develop more of a heart of gratitude. In your holy and precious name, Lord, I pray, amen. Hey, hey. Thank you for tuning into the That Girl She podcast. Again, I'm your host, Galielle, and it has been a wonderful experience talking to you. I hope you enjoyed today's episode and that you would continue to keep contact with us. You can follow That Girl She on Instagram, on Facebook, and on Twitter. And you can also check out our blog post for extra little tidbits, little cute tweets, and all the jazz. Thank you again for tuning into the episode, and I hope you return so we can continue to laugh, to chat, and to keep it real.